This is the Crow with No Mouth radio program, small and significant, broadcasting from beautiful Stillwater, Minnesota. I am your host, Jesse Goen. Written about experimental music for a variety of electronic and print journals, including Paris Transatlantic, The Wire, Dusted, Compost and Height, and since 2010, my blog, Crow with No Mouth. From 2011 to the present, operating as Crow with No Mouth Promotions, I have curated a concert series in the Twin Cities, presenting music seldom heard in the Midwest, principally electroacoustic, composition and improvisation, noise, and other music of consequence. To date, the Crow Concert Series has presented 96 musicians from 13 countries and 42 concerts. The majority of these events presented musicians in their Minnesota debut, including Keith Rowe, Michael Pizarro, Jörg Fry, Hong Chul Ki, Olivia Block, Vanessa Rossetto, Tetsuya Akiyama, Toshimaru Nakamura, Nate Woolley, Reinier Van Hoot, and many others. You can find my music writing and information about the Crow with No Mouth concert series by visiting crowwithnomouth.com. If you wish, you can respond to this program via my blog or on my Facebook page, Crow with No Mouth Promotions. In the sixth episode of the Crow with No Mouth radio podcast, we're going to hear music from two musicians I followed for a number of years. Both of them work a great deal with location recordings and speaker feedback as part of the materials for their artistic practice. Both musicians offer a very sensual narrative skein in their work, at least to my ears. But the byproduct of their work has been very much for me to attune my ears to more acute listening and to, as the best of location recording based artists, I think, manage to make us more aware of and to acknowledge the remarkable ever-present reality of sounds. First up will be the Toronto-born, currently Vancouver-residing sound artist Joda Clement. Joda is someone I've followed for around 8 or 9 years, someone whom I've written about a couple of times, someone whose work I'm always piqued to hear. Joda's been prolific the last couple of years, at least at the pace, compared to the pace of the prior several years. He has just released a duo recording with Matthew Ruhlman called Kindred, out on the Marginal Frequency label. There are a number of releases from the last several years, actually the last 6-7 years, that I would point you to. Joda's work is, as I suggested, consistently engaging. So you can visit his site. I'll give you that information at the end of the broadcast, a link to that site, and investigate his work further. Tonight, we're going to hear two pieces. Happen to be the opening and closing pieces from his recent release from September of this year, entitled Time and Place, the name of the release, on the Glistening Examples label. The first piece is entitled Aim of Blue. The second piece, entitled You Will Dissolve Before Me. So we'll hear these two pieces from Joda Clement, and we'll come back, and I'll introduce you to the second musician we'll hear on this episode of the Crow With No Mouth Radio Podcast.
Thank you.
That was Joda Clement from his recent release, Time and Place, on the Glistening Examples label. As I mentioned, I wrote about Joda Clement, I think the first time around 2012. I wrote about his fantastic release on the Unfathomless label, The Narrows. And doing the research I could do 5.5 years ago, I didn't know Joda then. And trying to piece together some of his story, I learned that his father is Tim Clement, also a musician, a composer, who also used location recordings in the Toronto area and elsewhere, I think, in Canada, and sourced some of his music from walks in the woods and in nature. And he was accompanied by young Joda Clement, who, by osmosis, picked up, this is my opinion, of course, from the outside, but picked up the idea of this practice, that it was possible to make music with elements of the quotidian and the natural and the environmental sounds that we hear every day in our environments. Somewhere there's an interview that's more recent than that, where I know Joda references this experience with his father. And I think that this is engendered in him from the beginning. And Joda's beginning is actually about 15 years ago, working in sound art. I think this engendered this notion that one could become attuned to their surroundings in a way that is useful in making abstract music. We're going to listen now to Fergus Kelly. Fergus Kelly is a Dublin-based artist, music organizer, curator, mixed media artist, all-around raconteur, and a brilliant musician with a succession of 3 or 4 releases in the last couple of years that I highly recommend. Again, at the end of the broadcast, I'll provide a link where you can sample and consider some of Fergus Kelly's catalog. So we're going to hear 3 sections from Fergus's recent release, Local Knowledge, on the Unfathomless label. That was Fergus Kelly, three sections from a recent piece, Local Knowledge, on the Unfathomless label. If you visit unfathomless.net, the label that issued this recording, Local Knowledge, you can avail yourself of a very reflective piece of writing, some text from Fergus on the process of making this recording, with a couple of very keen, to my mind, observations about the listening practice itself. And I'll read you just a couple of sentences from Fergus's text from April of 2017, referencing Local Knowledge. The work is about creating a space in which to connect with the sonic environment in a considered and meaningful way. Hearing tends to be relegated to a poor relation to seeing in a visually overloaded world, yet it's something we're surrounded by all the time and cannot shut off from, even in sleep. Unlike our eyes, we can't close our ears. My work encourages focused listening and a more active and engaged relationship with the sonic environment. So this is meaningful to me, and I recently looked at a piece I wrote. I don't do this often. I looked at a piece I wrote from 2011, where I was going back to reference writing about Joda and Fergus, both of whom I wrote about in 2012. But anyway, I saw a piece in 2011 I wrote, Soundings of the World, and I wrote something like, somehow I've drifted towards works involving location recordings. And it's been natural and, not something I premeditated. But following my own curiosity and the sound work I'm hearing, among other things. So it struck me that, clumsily put, that 6 years ago, I think, is when I started to get more keen about musicians using location recordings as a substantial piece of their material for their works. And I do agree with the observation that I hear and read from many people in social media, for example, talking about this area of music, that there's an abundance of work using location recordings that is insipid and without merit, and I don't know if I'd say without merit, but not meriting as close attention as the strongest work in this area. But of course, this is something you could say about any area of music. So anyway, this process the last 5 or 6 years for me of kind of digging in and digging down and narrowing the focus of who are the people working with location recordings and interesting and direct and visceral and tactile and oddly narrative fashion. And that's where I followed my curiosity to. I had already heard Joda, but to people like Fergus. For further exploration of the music of Fergus Kelly and Joda Clement, visit unfathomless.net. Visit jodaclement.wordpress.com. You can go to glisteningexamples.com. Do visit crowwithnomouth.com for some of my archived writing about these two individuals. The introductory music you heard to episode 6 of the Crow with No Mouth radio podcast was The Necks, great trio The Necks, from their recent album Unfold. And we'll close with music from Laraji, from his 2017 release Sun Gong. This episode of the Crow with No Mouth Radio is dedicated to the Canadian composer and writer R. Murray Schafer, whose book The Tuning of the World stopped my mind many years ago. A book that articulates as well as anything I've read the possibilities for music made from placing our attention on sounds in a way that engages at least to some degree with our alienation from those sounds. Thank you.